I'm trying to record the history of my state so that students 25, 50, 100 years from now can find a picture, say, of Pipe Springs, Arizona. Or if they're interested in Indians, they can look at my photographs of Indians as they were. That's the whole purpose of it.
On page 92 in December's edition, it talks about the foundation, the preservation of these photographs. You'd mentioned a lot of places you could go see them, U of A, ASU, a couple museums. There's another exhibit coming. I mean, this magazine edition is great, but if you wanted to see these in person, you could get over to Spirit of the West Museum coming up.
Yeah, that's the next chapter in this partnership we have with the Barry and Peggy Goldwater Foundation. The Western Spirit, it's Scottsdale's Museum of the West on Marshall Way in Old Town, and there will be an exhibition there, which is going to run from January 6th through June 23rd, and many of the images that are in this issue will be exhibited there, along with a lot of Barry Goldwater's artifacts and some of his cameras and some of those things, you know, that were personal effects of his. But, yeah, you know, we like to think that the pictures in the magazine look beautiful, but, you know, when you blow them up to, you know, 40 by 60 or whatever they'll be at the museum, they're going to look even better down there.
So who takes pictures of Barry then? This, you know, picture with him and his horse is a 50-year-old selfie I'm looking at.
Well, you know, a lot of times, you know, they had long, you know, remote controls that they could, you know, use to make photographs. You point out one of the challenges we had. We don't really know who made that shot of Barry Goldwater, and some of these old shots of him. You know, we have a shot in the magazine where he was up on Mount Lemmon, and he looks like he's about 14 years old. And, you know, our best guess, it was probably one of his brothers, you know, his brother that made that photograph. But, you know, it's hard to say on some of those things.
So would you say circa one of his brothers? Circa, a Goldwater brother?
Yeah, it was his brother Bob Circa, or his sister, maybe.
Very good.
But, yeah, there's a lot to be seen out there. And the foundation, you know, has intends to eventually get all these images digitized and create a virtual library that will be accessible to kids in schools around the state and actually around the world. And, you know, so it's not just preserving them because the family wants to feel good about this project. It's really to make this archive available to students all over the world.
And in addition to December's edition, y'all have a lot of great books, a lot of great calendars, koozies. Arizona Highways is a great place to do a little bit of Christmas shopping.
Well, we like to think so, yeah. And we have some wonderful new books that are just coming out. We've got a new book about the centennial of Grand Canyon National Park. Park's turning 100 in February. We've got a beautiful new book about that. We also have a book, unlike anything we've ever done before, it's a book of all of our December covers dating back to the 1930s. So it's a really cool trip back in time, and you can flip through these pages and sort of look at how our December cover has looked over the many decades. And yeah, lots of other, you know, products, you know, diner mugs and calendars and all kinds of stuff.
We do have a white Christmas in some places in Arizona.
Occasionally it does happen, that's right.
Whether it's Mother Nature or man-made.
Exactly.
Let's not focus too hard on the details here. White is white. And one of the years, I don't know, this goes back probably 7 or 8 years ago, next weekend, first weekend in December, Courthouse Lighting in Prescott, Arizona's Christmas City. It'll be their 64th annual Courthouse Lighting right there in Courthouse Square. It'll be the 38th time it's been complemented by a Christmas parade. There was a time, it was 7 or 8 years ago, and that parade was done under snow. And then that night at the courthouse lighting, there was a half inch of snow on the ground that we got to roll in and make snow angels. And that's always the first Saturday in December. So it'll be December 1st, next Saturday. The parade begins about 1 o'clock. The lighting is at 6 o'clock, and our winner of our Arizona staycation will be staying at the Spring Hill Suites. It's just about a block away, maybe a block and a half. You'll get to walk right into downtown at 6 o'clock. You've been, I'm sure.
Oh yeah,
Robert.
It's a wonderful experience. And, you know, any excuse to hit the road is a good excuse, but that's a special day. And you know, all the folks in Prescott are privileged to have that beautiful square up there.
And not that it takes you anything away from Arizona, but it makes you, so much of Christmas is snow, building houses that aren't built here in Arizona.
Yeah, the Victorian homes up there. Yeah, it's kind of, it gives that sort of the Charles Dickens feel of the
thank
holidays.
Thank you. That's what I was looking for. The Charles Dickens feel can be found in Arizona. And Prescott, one of the most centrally located towns. I mean, from just about anywhere, it isn't more than 3 hours.
No, and one time was, you know, the territorial capital of the state, so there's a lot of history up there, and, you know, and a lot of great restaurants and you know, places to stay and things to do up there, and some great shops as well. So a lot of reasons to hit the road and head to Prescott.
Hit to Prescott, and make sure you take your Arizona Highways magazine with you. If you're a passenger, it'll give you plenty of time to just scroll through. This December's edition feels thick.
Yeah, it's a double issue for us, so we you know, and the truth is we could have, you know, quadrupled it or tripled it at least and still not put in all the images that we wanted, but we're proud of this issue, and we appreciate you letting us talk about it.
And in the issue, there's a subscription for $24 for 12 issues, so you can get 2019s. Sign up for 2019 for $2 an issue.
Yeah, we think that's a good deal, too. We, you know, we've been around since 1925 and still haven't run out of things to talk about in Arizona, so we'll give you another year coming up.
And that's something that always amazes me, is I think, okay, what else could we cover? We've been subscribing to Arizona Highways for years. What's next? But every edition, you've got something there for us.
Well, we're going to put turducken in there next November. I'll tell you that, with crawfish.
Arizona, we got to put something Arizona in it, though. We've got turkey.
Javelina.
Javelina, there we go. A turducken with javelina stuffing. Boy, we'll work on that.
I'll try that.
Sounds bad.
Hey, you got to try it once.